A new generation of rising leaders has embraced communication in all its social platforms and digital age forms like no other generation before. Yet they too make mistakes. Young entrepreneurs learn, sometimes the hard way, that credibility and trust must be earned every day, and that it can evaporate quickly should a leader stumble. The same applies for veteran executives, those who climb the leadership ladder without practicing strong communication skills are like the pilot with early morning passengers who are half asleep. He can talk all he wants on the in-flight intercom about his route to a destination, but who is listening? Leaders are dependent on their communication skills while performing up to 90% of their executive responsibilities. Our top-notch communication skills and instincts now are requisite for ascending to or trying to keep leadership positions, more than ever. One can argue that strong communication abilities are as important to contemporary leaders as their fiduciary, operational, talent recruitment, deal-making, and other executive skills. A study conducted by Egon Zehnder confirmed this. The study showed that CEOs not only allocate an unexpectedly large amount of time and attention to corporate communications, as much as half of their working day, but also acknowledge its key strategic significance. They emphasize the growing importance of communication in terms of overall corporate strategy. As these CEOs see it, communication itself has become part of the strategy and therefore a core business management function in its own right. Whether viewed as a core management function or as the most important activity a leader performs, I believe leadership communication is a big factor in success or failure for reasons spelled out in the pages ahead. In his book Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell said that in addition to talent, it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or a profession. I have been a public relations consultant, communications executive, and journalist for 4 decades. I figure that I have spent close to 100,000 hours toiling in the communications profession while evolving and learning the new ways required to navigate in this golden age of communications and public relations. That's why I have focused on communication.